Someone in my channel started recording. It wasn't me.
So, episode one is going to be done here momentarily once we finish recording tonight.
Sweet.
Yeah, then I get to start the fight to get everything put onto iTunes and YouTube and onto the website.
I didn't realize people listen to podcasts on YouTube.
Yeah, actually, I was talking to Dan Bishop earlier, and if we hadn't put Hypothetical on YouTube as well, he wouldn't have known about it. Yeah, that's how he does his podcasts. If they've got anything having to do with YouTube, then he'll listen to them. So there
Speaking
you go.
Of Dan, he's just bought my old mic.
He did? Oh, yep. Okay. So he's actually taking a step forward to start podcasting. Excellent. Well, we've been talking about it for a while, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. One thing I wanted to bring up here really quick, though. That first song that you showed me for our intro music.
Yeah.
Why?
The accordion one?
Yeah, the accordion one.
I don't know. I wasn't serious with it. Like, let's see, what can I send that will be the most off the wall thing I can pick out?
Yeah, you succeeded. You really did. As soon as I heard it, the first thing that ran through my head was, I always knew Phil was a little bit odd, but now I think he may be Hatfield and McCoy, like, over the hill.
I mean, I like bluegrass.
Bluegrass is fine. That would have been, like, 50 levels worse than bluegrass.
Could have gone for bagpipes, too.
Okay, I can tolerate bagpipes. It's part of my heritage.
There needs to be more bagpipe and rock bands.
Who was the last band that I've listened to that actually did that other than Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphys?
Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, Flatfoot 56. That's who.
I never heard of them.
It doesn't surprise me. But look them up. Definitely look them up on YouTube. You'll like it.
I'll make a note.
Speaking of that, who's going to do show notes for episode one?
Do we need show notes?
I honestly don't see the point.
There we go. We just solved that.
Consensus. I mean, I figure we would just do, like, here's a description of what the episode is. If there was something stupid or stupidly funny or just funny, then there will be a link. If not, no link.
It sounds good to me.
Cool. Which means people are going to get to hear that stupid accordion music.
Why?
I'm definitely having you put that in the show notes for episode two. It all circles back around the accordions, my friend. And on the plus side, the logo work's done, too.
Is it different than the one you sent me?
No, the one I sent you, the last one I sent you is the final.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely good. I like where that went. And it's not Gunmetal Gray or Karis Fountain K. No, Karis Ink Gray. I just got done editing that and I already forgot what pen you compared it to.
To Karis Ink.
Huh. I'll have to go back and listen
to
gray.
That.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the whole anodizing thing, too. I literally just listened to that section like 20 minutes before now, and it's already in one ear, out the other. It's not a bad thing. It's.
Are you sure?
Today was kind of productive. I edited a YouTube video, finished editing a podcast episode for Michael's show, posted both to YouTube, made a blog post for the other thing, and then took the dogs to the dog park.
I worked upstairs. After getting home from work and sweated my ass off.
How's the house going?
Two windows and a complicated piece of closet to trim out, to cut, and then we can just finally stay in and install the last room.
You've only got one room left?
One room and the hallway. The hallways we're piecing together original moldings. And this weekend, we actually figured out a way to make my life a whole lot easier.
How are you going to pull that off?
So when we went from plaster and lath to sheetrock, we lost like half an inch on the wall thickness.
Mm-hmm.
So if I put a board back where it came from and put the next board next to it, there's a half inch, three quarter inch gap between them. So we're going to square the corners and put little decorative corner pieces in each corner, so that way they just butt up to those. And the gap is solved.
You know, I can tell I've been doing a whole bunch of random stuff today, because the first thing that came to mind when you started talking about, like, the trim and everything else was, I wonder if anyone has ever had him dress up in jeans and a long-sleeve plaid shirt and called him Paul Bunyan.
Nope.
Really?
They haven't. They haven't.
Dude, they should have done that by now.
But they haven't.
Then why haven't you, out of your own volition?
Because I have to buy an axe that will actually make me look like Paul Bunyan, instead of a short little midget average person axe.
You could just make your own. It doesn't have to be functional. You've heard of cosplay, right?
No, I want it to be functional. Because then I can use it later.
Okay. Do you have things around the house to be using it for?
I go camping sometimes.
You don't need a giant axe when you go camping. That's what hatchets are for.
I don't need a 27-inch monitor either.
Why the 27-inch monitor?
Because it's 5K?
You know, I'm sitting here in front of a 42-inch TV that I use as a computer monitor, and I still hate the fact that you've got that beautiful 5K 27-inch iMac.
The screen's really pretty.
I know the screen's really pretty, but like we already said, I can't afford it right now.
But soon.
Hopefully. There are plans. Actually, an iMac would make travel to, like, the Chicago Pen Show a lot easier next year.
It's still, like, 30 pounds.
Yeah, but it's not carrying a tower, a monitor, and all the other stuff. It's just carrying a monitor, which putting a LAN backpack on a Mac, on an iMac, is a lot easier than putting a LAN backpack on the tower and then putting a separate carrying system on the monitor itself. Yes, I'm complaining about one extra peripheral.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like something I would do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been hanging out with you on the internet now for how long?
I stopped counting.
Well, at least it hasn't been a year yet.
Yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, November. Or was it October?
Well, November is when we started everything. But we were talking before that. A little.
I don't recall ever... No, you're right. There was a couple threads on... Yeah, there were a couple threads on Slack where we did talk. Although I think it was because I said something stupid and you corrected me.
That's possible.
That seems to be something you do quite a bit of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just correcting people, even if they don't need it.
Sometimes they do need it and they don't know it.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, that's the show for tonight. See you, everybody.
Actually, that would work.
How long have we even been recording?
That was 10 minutes. Anything else you want to hit?
I've realized that dimensional lumber is a pile of bull.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not something I've realized. It's getting aggravating the more and more I do stuff with woodworking. You know, the 2x4 is not actually 2 inches by 4 inches, right?
Right.
They say it's because it's kiln dried, so it shrinks. A 10-inch board does not shrink 1 3/4 inches.
No, that's... Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's because they're cutting the boards thinner and then kiln drying them to get more wood out of the tree. And it's really freaking aggravating because now I have to buy 10-inch boards in order to get an 8-inch board to put on the wall.
How? Okay. What are you using an 8-inch board for on the wall?
Our baseboards.
Oh, okay.
Old houses have big baseboards, so we're kept the big chunky look.
Okay. So you're not going... like Victorian traditional, you're going like early homesteading traditional.
On the second floor, yeah. Only because in order to get matching trim, we have to spend $300 to $500 to get blades to cut the trim and then pay someone else to cut the trim. And if we're lucky, we get the blades when we're done.
If you're lucky you get the blades when you're done, didn't you buy the blades?
Exactly. Some places keep the blades after you've bought them.
How is that even right?
It isn't. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, okay. Isn't it called theft if they do that?
It's part of the, I'm not sure how exactly they phrased it, but it was a pile of bullshit. Didn't like it. A couple places would let us keep the blades if we did it, but we're still looking, probably looking around $3,000 to $5,000 just to trim out the second floor.
So just doing flat boards makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. And this will get it done so we can live there. Because we've lived in this house for almost 4 years now, we've still not lived upstairs. And really? If we want to later, we could go through and put nice fancy trim. But everybody that's seen it says this looks really good. And it fits it still fits the era. Mm-hmm. Like, my sister's house was built a little bit earlier than ours, and in some of the rooms, it does have flat stock molding. And it, with it being, we're doing the fancy original trim out in the hallway, mm-hmm. so that's the presentation area. Inside the bedrooms, you don't really go up and show off your bedroom, so that's the lower end income. It doesn't have to be hoity-toity and fancy.
Mm, fair enough. I mean, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, so you walk in the front door and you can already see the bedroom, so it's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. There's a huge Victorian in the area that has the parlor in the guest areas has nice, rich, solid oak hardwood. Mm-hmm. Well, once you cross a threshold in the doorway, and everything beyond there is like the private quarters and the servants' quarters, and that's all hard pine. Or not hard pine, but pine. It's not fancy oak hardwood on the floors, because that's not where the guests are. So they don't have to spend the money to make it look nice, because the guests aren't going to see that part.
That would drive me nuts. If I was building a house, I would make everything of the same quality, regardless of the cost.
But that's just something they did back then to save money.
Fair enough.
And it was for the servants. They didn't care about the servants.
You broke me.
That's twice tonight.